The following is a class from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Volume 8, Chapter 22, Text 21 through 28, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in January of 1967 in New York.
কেবল জ্ঞান মুক্তি দিতে নারে ভক্তি বিনা কৃষ্ণ মুখ সেই মুক্তি হয় জ্ঞান বিনা মুক্তি লিবারেশন দি ইম্পার্সোনালিস্ট থিং দ্যাট সিম্পলি বাই কাল্টিভেটিং নলেজ দ্যাট আই এম নট ম্যাটার আই এম স্পিরিট অন I am one with the Supreme Spirit. I am now out of ignorance, I am thinking different. But when I am fully elevated to the platform of knowledge, then I will become liberated. But there is no answer that why you have become conditioned. The impersonal thing that I am one with the Supreme, now due to my ignorance, have forgotten that I am the Supreme, because they do not recognize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they think that impersonal conception of the spirit soul. I am now out of ignorance, I am thinking matter, but as soon as my ignorance is over, I shall become one with the Supreme. So this is the theory of the impersonalist. But they cannot give any answer that why you have become under the influence of ignorance. If you are the Supreme, then what is the cause that you have become conditioned? Then the Supreme, he become conditioned under the material nature, then how one can become the Supreme? Supreme cannot be conditioned. So there is no answer for this question from the impersonalist school. But the real fact is that the Supreme never falls down. The part and parcel of the Supreme, they fall down. Some of them, not all. So therefore, the living entities, they are different from the Supreme. They are one in quality with the Supreme, but not in quantity. So, Lord Chaitanya says that simply by thinking that I am not this matter, I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi, I am Brahma, that will not help you to get liberation. The real fact is that the individual living entities, they are part and parcel of the Supreme, but somehow or other they wanted separation from the Supreme and wanted to lord it over the material nature, therefore they are entangled. And as such, we find from the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord asks that sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam bhajami. They are surrendered. So therefore, unless there is surrender of the individual soul to the Supreme, there is no question of liberation. There is no question of liberation. You can cultivate knowledge that I am not this body and spirit soul, but that will not help for your liberation. Because the real thing is that we have rebelled against the supremacy of the Supreme Lord. That is the attitude everywhere we can see actually. Everyone, what is God? What is God? Especially in this age. So this impersonalism is another type of atheism. And this impersonal theory of the absolute truth has converted practically the major portion of the world into atheism. So therefore Lord Chaitanya says that simply by cultivation of knowledge that I am not this matter, I am not this matter, I am spirit soul, that will not help. Now he gives again evidence from scriptures. Every state, whatever he says, he gives some evidence from authoritative scripture. Mostly he gives evidence from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavat. Because for the Vaishnava school, these two books are sufficient for acquiring knowledge. So far Vedanta Sutra is concerned, Bhagavat is Vedanta Sutra itself. Bhagavat is a natural commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. Therefore, one who has sufficient knowledge in Bhagavat, he has automatically sufficient knowledge in Vedanta Sutra. According to Vedic system, one must have sufficient knowledge in Vedanta Sutra, then he will be considered as learned in spiritual science. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, although the Vaishnav, they have got their commentaries in Vedanta Sutra, but this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampradaya, they did not make any commentary on the Vedanta Sutra because they belong to the disciple succession of Vyasdev. So, Vyasdev is the spiritual master. So, the later Acharya, they did not think it proper that whatever they, because their spiritual master has had already made a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, that is sufficient, why should we do again? These are some of the etiquettes. The Vedanta Sutra and Bhagavat is a natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra, and Lord Chaitanya therefore gives evidence from the Bhagavat generally, and Puranas also, and Mahabharata, Upanishad, they are all authorities, but especially he gives evidences from Srimad Bhagavat. Now, so far, in confirmation of this statement, that knowledge, cultivation of knowledge is not sufficient to give one liberation. One must take to devotional service. Devotional service plus knowledge is just like gold with flavor. So, of course, those who are engaged in devotional service, their knowledge automatically comes. They are not fools. Those who are actually, seriously in devotional service, in Krishna consciousness, they will not lack in knowledge, because you will find in the Bhagavad Gita that the Lord says that Tisham Satabhijitanang Bhajatang Sviti Pudbakam Dadami Buddhi Yogantam Jinamam Upajanti. Those who are engaged in transcendental loving service of Krishna, for them knowledge automatically comes from within, because Krishna is within us. So a sincere soul in Krishna consciousness will not lack in knowledge. And in the Vedic literature also it is confirmed, yasya devi para bhakti yatha devi tatha guru tasyaiti katita hartya prakashanti mahatmana. The Vedic knowledge is revelation. To whom it is revealed? It is revealed to a person who has unflinching faith and love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as well as to the spiritual mind. Yasya devi para bhakti yatha devi tatha guru. As much he has got faith in the Supreme, similarly he has faith in the spiritual master, such a person gets revelation of the Vedic knowledge from within. So, those who are actually serious in engaging themselves in Krishna consciousness, devotional service, for them, knowledge is secondary. Knowledge automatically revealed to them. And those who do not take to the Krishna consciousness, devotional service, simply indulge in and dry speculation, for them, liberation is not possible. Not possible. So that Chaitanya gives one evidence from Srimad Bhagavatam, from 10th canto. Sriyasthiteng bhakti mudasyate viho krishanti je ke balavodha labhaye tesham asau kle salaeva shishyate nannad yatha sula tathavukhatina. Real knowledge means to understand the last word of the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and surrender unto Him after knowledge, as it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam Janmanam. After many, many births, one who is actually knowledge, he surrenders. So, Srimad Bhagavat practically confirms the same. The Sriyasthiteng Bhaktim Udasya Te Vibho. Any person who does not take to the devotional service in Krishna consciousness, simply indulge in dry speculation, krishanti, takes trouble. Krishanti means takes trouble. Je, person, capable of others, simply to understand that this is not matter, this is not spirit, this is not like that. There is no separate super soul, only one soul is there, and this conception of individual soul is misunderstanding, ignorance. In this way, there are volumes of books by Shankaracharya especially, and later on his disciples. They are very, very learned scholars, undoubtedly. By their scholastic jugglery, they want to cover the Supreme Personality of God. They do not want to cover. They think that they are advanced. But Krishna covers himself so that they may not understand Krishna. Krishna does not want. Krishna wants that one to surrender and take to devotional service. So, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that Naham Prakasa Sarvasya Yogamaya Samabritaha. I do not reveal myself to everyone, one and all. No. I cover myself. So, these impersonalists, due to their, less intelligence or misfortune, they cannot see Krishna. So therefore, for them, this remark is here. The Sriyasthiteng, the actually what is auspicious, devotional service, if somebody gives that path away and takes to simply dry speculation, simply to understand, because jnana means to understand what is the difference between matter and spirit. So they of course indulge in that process of knowledge. But simply by that speculation, the result is that tesham asu klesala eva shishyate. The trouble which they accept for discriminating matter from spirit, there is trouble. We have to see so many Vedic literatures, and you have to understand the instruction of Upanishad and logic, and so many things there are to back your understanding. So tesham klesala, their profit is that the trouble which they accept for studying so many Vedic literature to prove that the absolute truth is not person, that trouble is their profit and nothing more. Klesalaiva tisamasul klesalaiva sishyate. They do not get any other profit except that troublesome business. That's all. Tisam klesalaiva sishyate. How it is? The example is nannar jathat sulatusava khatinam. Just like husking the grain to take out the skin. There are many grains which are skin over, so there is process of taking out the skin out of the grain. So if the grain is already taken out, only the skins are left, then if you husk on it and beat to get out the grains, so there is no possibility to have any grains from them, because the grain is already taken out. So that is a trouble. Simply beating the skin is no good. We must have some concrete result. That concrete result is, one who is directly engaged in the transcendental service, loving service of the Supreme Lord, that is recommended. Daivithi sadhanamai mama maya adhruttaya māmi maja prapadvanti māyāmi tāṁ taraṁ sute. So, the same thing is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter. So the Lord says that this is also another influence of māyā, illusion. Just like under the spell of illusion, we are thinking that I am American, I am Indian, I am king, I am big man, I am poor man. So many we have got, and this is all due to this body, bodily conception. It has no actual standing. They are all designations. Similarly, the last mayor of Maya is to induce one to think that I am God. Just like we are under the spell of illusion, you are thinking I am this and that. So after many, many years cultivation of knowledge, if one comes to the conclusion that I am God, there is no other second God, I am God. So that is also another spell of illusion. So the Bhagavad Gita says that, Daividhi sagunamai mama maya drutaya. One is trying to get out of the clutches of the illusory energy, but it is very difficult. Up to the last point, the Maya illusion will offer you something so that she will baffle your endeavor to get out of her clutches. Daivithi sagunamai mama maya drutaya. Then, how to get out of her hand? Māmi vaja prapadvante māyāmi tāṅsarante. Only process is just to surrender to Krishna and Maya will not anymore interfere with you. So therefore, surrender is the only process by which you can get out of the clutches of Maya. Krishna nityadas jīv taha bhuli jala ehi doshe mayatar valai bandhila. Just like we take a pet dog with shackles on the neck. Similarly, we are under the spell. We are pet dogs of the illusory energy with shackles. So why? Now, Krishna nitya das jeev taha bhuli jala. That the living entity is eternally a servitor of the Supreme Lord Krishna. That he has forgotten. Therefore, Valai Bandhila, just like the dog is shackled only, we are in that way shackled. Tate Krishna bhaje kare gurur shaman maya jal chute. By Krishna's charan. Therefore, if one agrees to serve Krishna under the direction of spiritual master, follows the instruction of spiritual master and engages himself in the service of the Supreme Lord, Maya jal chute pai Krishna chan, then he can get out of the network of illusory energy and pai Krishna chan, he can get the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Charivarna sami jadi Krishna nahi khaje, sakarma korite se gaurave parimale. Charivarna. Charivarna means four castes, four division of human society. The Brahmins, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas and the Shudras. They have got their specific duty. One who is Brahmin, he has got his specific duty. Cultivation of knowledge is a first and foremost duty. Similarly, Kshatriya, he has got his specific duty. The fourth and foremost is to establish good administration in the state. And Vaishya, he has got also specific duty. What is that? The cow protection and agriculture. That is the duty of Vaishya. And the Shudras, they have no responsibility. Therefore, they serve this three higher class. The intelligent class engaged in cultivation of knowledge. The administrator class were engaged in good government. And the mercantile class who are looking to the productive side of the society. So this is natural. There is no denying the fact. In every society, there is a natural division. A certain class of men, their intelligent class, a certain class of men, they take part in politics, and a certain class of men, they delight in doing business. And there are certain classes, they do not do anything simply by serving, they maintain themselves. So these four classes are there. So according to Vedic civilization, these four classes are also recommended to serve the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord, with their professional occupation, they have to serve the Supreme Lord. That is the injunction of the Vedic literature. Charivarna sami jadi Krishna nahi bhaje, sakarma karite se gaurave parimale. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya says, and suppose an intelligent Brahmin is very learned scholar and great philosopher, big thinker, everything is all right. But he has no relationship in the matter of rendering service to the Supreme Lord. That is minor. That means, learned scholar minus Krishna consciousness. Similarly, a learned politician, able administrator minus Krishna consciousness. Similarly, a successful businessman minus Krishna consciousness. Or the Shudras, anyone, if he is minus Krishna consciousness, then the result is that sakarma karita se gaurave parimale. By doing, by executing his specific duty, he is going to hell. Hell. It is a fact. He is thinking that I am doing my duty, but he is going to hell. So this is a version of Lord Chaitanya. He, even if he does his duty very nicely, still he is going to hell. Gaurave parimale. Gaurav means hell. And again he gives evidence from Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukhabahuru padebhya purusasastravaisaha chattara jagre varna gunai vipradaya prithak. Yaisang isang purusam sakshadata prabhavam isharam navajanti avajananti khanadhastapatam tadha. In the Srimad Bhagavat 11th canto, these two verses are there. What is that? Mukhubahu rupadeva purusasrasam isaha. Now, according to Vedic conception of social life, there are four divisions of social order and four divisions of spiritual order. The four divisions of social order is the Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. And spiritual order is the Sannyasi, Vanaprastha, Grihastha and Brahmachari. To become a Brahmachari means to make advance in spiritual life. And the social order is there, the Brahmin, Kshatriya. So it is called Varnasram Dharma. Actually, Hindu, there is no such word as Hindu religion. You don't find in the Vedic scriptures. Hindu religion, this Hindu word is given by the Mohammedans. They generally pronounce I as H. There is river in the western side of India. There is river Indus River. The Indus River, the Mohammedans used to call it Hindus. From Hindus, it has come to Hindustan, the place of the Hindus. So Hindu religion is a modern term given by the foreigner. Actually, the Indians, the Bharatiyas, their religion is Varnasram Dharma. Religion of four castes and four spiritual orders. Four spiritual orders and four social orders. The persons who follow these four orders of social status and four orders of spiritual advancement, they are called Varnasram. So Hindu religion is a miscalculation. Really, they are called Varnasram Dharma. That is the Vedic term. Thank you.